Welcome to this podcast on WebCredible's usability study of video on demand websites. During the podcast, we'll be discussing WebCredible's new report into the user experience of six video on demand websites provided by major broadcasting companies. Among the talking points include the guidelines, the sites, how the video on demand sector compares to other sectors, and what lessons for online video best practice can be learned from this report by websites in other sectors. With me is Trenton Moss, director here at WebCredible.
Hello.
Pete Broadbent, WebCredible's Head of User Experience.
Hello.
And Yvonne Nui, User Experience Consultant and Report Author.
Hello.
So, moving straight into some questions. Pete, how does usability best practice for video on demand sites differ from other sites like e-commerce?
The main difference is the fact that e-commerce is pretty mature. People have been buying online now for well over a decade, and most users have learned how to interact with these services. And they're quite familiar with buying online, and people have made a lot of mistakes, and sites have been updated and matured over the years, until we've got to a point where the usability of most major e-commerce sites is actually pretty good. The difference and the challenges we're going to have with video on demand is that it's relatively new. It's a new way of interacting. It's a new way of watching television. People have been very familiar with watching TV live or videoing it, but actually having video on demand is relatively new. So there's lots of behaviours that users have to learn to how to interact with this new way of watching television. So I think the main challenges that video on demand is going to have is familiarity and getting people to learn how to use those services.
Yvonne, what are the unique challenges when it comes to video on demand?
Well, from a user experience point of view, being able to integrate the technical requirements such as streaming programs easily over the internet, and also integrating usability best practices while building the video on demand players and the websites that host it, are all very important when it comes to providing a video on demand service, because it is important to seamlessly weave these two things together so that the end user has a good user experience in general.
Okay, so what are the key user tasks for video on demand sites that the report focused on?
Right, so some of the main guidelines that were covered in the report are the key user tasks would be being able to navigate easily from the video on demand landing page from the main site homepage, and also being able to easily find an explanation on the business proposition provided by the different video on demand providers, and also easy to search for a specific program as well as browse for programs to watch, being able to play a selected program easily, having intuitive player control buttons to support that, and have flexible viewing options provided while someone is watching a program, and also have engaging additional features that engage the audiences while they're watching a program, and also being able to find help information when required, as well as being able to find and apply parental control options on these different video on demand websites.
Okay, so the report focused on six major broadcasting companies' video on demand offerings. So Pete, going back to you, who came out top of the table and why?
Well, the BBC iPlayer came out highest in our findings. It was the easiest website to use and scored highest on most of the criteria. I think some of the reasons behind this is partly the fact that the BBC service is quite mature. It's been around for the longest, not by a long time, but it was one of the first services to go live. Also, part of what their proposition is quite clear. Everything is free, though you don't have to pay for anything. So there's no additional functionality required to pay for the viewing, and also that their products are quite popular. And they've made the investment they've been through several iterations now to improve their service. So the service is quite mature, and the proposition is very clear.
Okay, so on the flip side, who fared less well in the report, and why was that?
We found that the most of the commercial organisations didn't fare quite so well. The one that came out lowest was the Sky Player. The proposition was quite unclear. Some of their programming you have to pay for. That obviously involves additional functionality to have to pay for the programmes, and.